Cody, and hard-fought game this afternoon. Unfortunately, didn't end up on the right end of the scoreboard with your team. How'd you feel about the play overall today?
I didn't like it. I think we're too soft. Give up 15 offensive rebounds. That's the difference in the game. We got whatever we wanted to offensively. You know, we shot 43% from the field. They shot 39%, and we lose the game. The difference is possessions. You know, we have six offensive rebounds. They have 15, so that's 9 additional possessions for them. We cut in with a little more turnovers, but that was the difference in the whole thing. And, I thought we got another very challenging time in the second half with kind of how things were called. But at the end of the day, we have to take responsibility. If we don't give up 15 offensive rebounds, it's our game.
And this is one of those games where you knew it was going to be a tough challenge. And, you know, for me, it comes down to those second chance opportunities and getting to the free throw line. And I'll give your guys credit. You got that 8-point lead, and I thought maybe you were guys were getting ready to maybe take control and come away with a win today.
Yeah, we were up 8, and then we give up an offensive rebound and a Reese Glover miss, and then he gets another shot and misses, and they get another offensive rebound. And, you know, we ended up getting 3 offensive rebounds in 1 possession. And that's just the character of our team right now in terms of toughness. And we just lack the toughness needed to be a championship program. So instead, we'll be a winning program until we take the next step with our toughness level. And, you know, we can call a spade. I can give you coach talk here. Oh, boy, you know, credit to Missouri Western. They really came out and played well. And, I'm not going to do that. We need to be tougher. We need to close out defensive possessions when we're getting stops. We need to be able to battle through a bad whistle. There's 3 straight games where things have not gone our way from that standpoint, but none of them are excuses that we didn't win the game. So again, we're going to look in the mirror at the things that we can control, and there are plenty. They let us march the ball. Like, their whole defensive plan was to let us get the ball in the paint and just take Owen away from his 3-ball shots. And this is what all teams are doing now. The whole goal is, you know, anytime it says 2 for something with Owen or 1 for something, we lose. And anytime it says 5 for something or 10 for something, we win. There's obviously he's earned that right, but everybody else is standing. Now, we move the ball. There's 3 things. You got to play hard. You got to play smart. And you got to play together. And I didn't think we played hard enough tonight. I didn't think we played smart enough tonight. I do think we played together well. I mean, Owen had a career-high 8 assists. He got the ball in the paint and delivered pass after pass. He would have had 12 to 15 assists if we would have made more shots, just, again, based on how they were doing. I mean, we had 14 assists on 23 made buckets. So the ball was moving. Are we a better team when the ball moves? Are we a better team when the ball sticks? Well, it looks better when the ball moves. But we win more games when the ball sticks in his hand. But, again, they're kind of not allowing him to get to where he wants to go. So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we're gonna look at the things we can do differently. And, we got a locker room that we just address very firmly. We are not happy with them. And we're going to have to hopefully have a responsive week this next week because there's still a lot in the line. I mean, we got a team that's, what, 17-6? I can't, we're 0-1 today. What are we overall, 17-6?
17-6.
Yeah, I mean, again, better than we were sitting last year. We won 20 games. We're in a good spot, but this is a game you got to win. Simple as that.
Well, Coach, we'll let you go. Have a safe trip to Emporia. We'll see you Monday on Hornet Talk.
Thanks, Craig.
That's Emporia State Coach Craig Doty joining us here on Post Game. Again, the Hornets go down to defeat 65-60 to the Griffins of Missouri Western. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairieland Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairieland Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere. Delivering the right solution.
Williams Automotive.
The road is calling.
Road trip.
If you and your family plan to hit the road this season, be sure to schedule your vehicle maintenance first with Williams Automotive. One call to Williams Automotive can save you a lot of worries from hundreds of miles away. Oil changes, alignment, brakes, and tires. Everything you need to keep your car cruising. Don't push your luck. Get your vehicle into Williams Automotive before your next adventure. 3105 West 6th Avenue, and let their crew keep you on the road with confidence.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Well, Emporia State came into St. Joe, Missouri, hoping to get a couple of victories. Unfortunately, they'll go back to Emporia and review the film and see if they can't get better as they prepare for their next contest, which will be next Saturday when they host the Newman Jets. Again, this afternoon, the Emporia State Lady Hornets end up on the short end of the scoreboard as they end up losing to Missouri Western 76 to 60, and the Emporia State men end up losing 65 to 62 Missouri Western. Don't forget Hornet Talk coming your way on Monday live from Brush Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be on the air at 12:10 as we talk about the two games this week on the Thursday at Northwest Missouri State and the game this afternoon here in St. Joe, Missouri, and then look forward to next Saturday's home game against Newman as the Hornets look to see if they can't get back on the winning track next Saturday afternoon. Also earlier today, in case you missed it, the Emporia State baseball team ended up on the short end of the scoreboard, so a rough afternoon for Emporia State Athletics. The baseball team ends up losing to Northern State 9-6. Baseball team back in action tomorrow. They have a game against Southwestern Oklahoma State. Again, our final scores today. On the women's side, Missouri Western 76, Emporia State 60. On the men's side, Missouri Western 65, Emporia State 60. You've been listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Emporia State Hornet Basketball has been brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. By Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue, 402 Merchants, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Doc, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Haircrafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Gerald Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shell Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. This has been a presentation of Emporia State Hornet Basketball.